Radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, and welcome to Hollywood Connection Special. And this is with Atlas Records, and I'm so excited. We have one of his major artists, and then we're going to go an in-depth interview with the record label with Joe Jr. Gallagher. Stay tuned, as this is Hollywood Connection Special. And Joe, are you on the phone?
I'm here.
Hi, Joe. Do you want to introduce your artist?
Yes, absolutely. So we have one of our front runners here, Mr. Zolik. He's got a couple bangers out, real good songs out right now, and we're doing some big things.
I'm so excited again to have you on the air, and I think you said you're releasing this song on our station.
That is correct. Yes, song Consistent is, this has never been released before. This is an exclusive on the Hollywood Connection with Dawn Reed,
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So before we go into the song, tell us what inspired you to write this song, and what is the song about?
Just keep going. No matter whatever you're going through, it's for everybody. It's whatever you're going through, you can make it. If I can do it, you can too.
I agree with you. What a song. Keep going. And we'll be right back. And then we'll interview more of his artist, Zoe.
All right. We're going to hear Consistent, just to be correct.
Yes. Is that right, Joe?
Yep.
All right. Got it ready.
All right. We'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese, your host.
Still ain't seen my dog in a minute. I stacked against me, so we eating me like I'm a menace. I was going back and forth like tennis. Still ain't seen my dog in a minute. I stacked against me, so we even. Work put in, I make them believe it. It's better if I keep my distance. It's better when I stay consistent. It's better when I stay consistent. They look at me like I'm a menace. I was going back and forth like tennis. Still ain't seen my dog in a minute. I stacked against me, so we even. Work put in, I make them believe it. It's better if I keep my distance. It's better when I stay consistent. It's better when I stay consistent. Won't tell, I won't tell it all. You better off with that fitting off. You'll be surprised, but I'm getting off. Others don't last when that time call. I seen the shower like a groundhog. I took up lanes like a road hog. No other option but to go hard. I'm solid when that time hard. No disrespect in my yard. Got the vision, seen it from afar. First bikes, then mobile cars. Old schools to foreign cars. No small minds, big thoughts. They talk, I don't care about. It's on your chest, let it air out. Been too long, let my dogs out. They look at me like I'm a menace. I was going back and forth like tennis. Still ain't seen my dog in a minute. I stand against me, so we even. Work put in, I make them believe it. It's better if I keep my distance. It's better when I stay consistent. It's better when I stay consistent. They look at me like I'm a menace. I was going back and forth like tennis. Still ain't seen my dog in a minute. I stand against me, so we even. Work put in, I make them believe it. It's better if I keep my distance. It's better when I stay consistent. It's better when I stay consistent.
No fake, real talk. Swear the vibe, it been off. Look like mugging when I stare down. Don't like the mug, no one's coming around. Keep motion from head down. From the background, I'm in the front now. Hold the smiles, don't turn the frown.
Went too far, over 1,000 miles.
Went too high,
30,000 feet off the ground.
Keep climbing, whole nother level now.
Since we got it, keep it and hold it down.
Lately, I've been invested. Need some more Gecko to mid. Coach put me in, I'm ready. They got a rim on confetti. Hip hop parade, we did it,
back and forth like tennis. Still ain't seen my dog in a minute. I stacked against me, so we even. Work put in, I make them believe it. It's better if I keep my distance. It's better when I stay consistent. It's better when I stay consistent. They look at me like I'm a menace. I was going back and forth like tennis. Still ain't seen my dog in a minute. I stacked against me, so we even. Work put in, I make them believe it. It's better if I keep my distance. It's better when I stay consistent. It's better when I stay consistent.
And that's a good song when your toe is tapping and your head is nodding. That's amazing. So I'm so excited. We played that first on the Tantalk Radio Network on 3 FM, 3 AM. So Zoe, tell us a little bit what you're doing. I heard they're getting on stations all over the United States.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Right now I'm in album mode, just trying to keep working. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff going on. Atlas, all together, all of us, You know, we got a whole lot of products out. We got, you know, body scrubs. We got our own liquor, champagnes, and all of that.
So tell everybody, so I saw you have some body scrubs. So are you the one that had make sure everything was up to par before you sent it out? Like, how did you come up with the body scrubs and all the other products that you have?
Oh, I got to give that to Joe. He gave me the opportunity. He showed me. He just called me and told me, "What do you think about your body scrub?" I'm like, you know, that's a great idea. You know, it's a great idea because you know we always try to reach different and try to We try to hit everything across the board as the map. We try to hit everything across the board, and it's just a great idea. And why not give it to the people? Because it's something that's natural, definitely is natural.
That's you know amazing. Well, you know, a lot of people say, because, you know, us women love the body scrubs. It makes our legs like shiny and fun because it's
yes,
so healthy,
yes,
which is amazing.
That's why we call it Liso. We want you to feel good about yourself. That's really what it's about.
So what website do they go to check you out with all of your products?
We got two. The main one is RetroPalms.com. Again, RetroPalms.com and AtlasStar.com. Shopping.
Okay. So we have that. That's really good. And so what products are selling mostly, like hotcakes right now, would you say?
Right now, I can say the Mud Blunts and the Liso Tequila. We got that coming out in silver and gold, you know, and the body scrub. I feel like the body scrub is really going to take off.
Okay. How does it make you feel when you use the body scrub?
Oh, it makes me feel great. Makes me feel great. My sister used it.
Oh, that's cool. The whole thing. Yeah. great stocking stuffers and birthday presents and wedding presents and, you know.
Oh, yes, right.
For sure. And so within development, how long did it take to get all the merchandise together? Was it a while, or how was the process?
It was a minute. You know, it took a minute, you know, because we had to come up with the idea and where we was going with it. And, you know, and the first thing we had to make sure was make everything natural. Everything has to be natural. So everything's plant-based, sugar, you know, oils. Natural oils, everything. So once it came up, I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. As long as it makes people feel good. That's what our goal is.
I agree with you. And with everything that's going on, are you on TikTok? What's your social media?
Twitter is Zolique, @_Zolique on Twitter.
Okay.
It's @_Zolique on Instagram and on Facebook. So tune in. I'm trying to make it simple for everybody. Then you don't really got to look for me. You know where to type in.
Perfect. So
just Google them. Zolique. Yeah, you can Google that too. But you know, social
awesome.
Media wise.
And tell everybody where you're from. What state are you from?
Oh, South Carolina.
South
Carolina. West Side, the best. Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. So we have Joe Jr. Gallagher, the record label that's with him. How did you discover him?
I guess it's a funny story.
It is a funny story. Go ahead, Joe. You tell us.
Okay, it's a funny story because I actually already met him like 2 years prior. And then we just, you know.
Like, where did you meet 2 years prior? Where was that?
Just like on Instagram. Like,
oh, okay.
It was crazy. It was crazy. Just on Instagram. Just you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling funny. Like, all right, you know, he's sending his songs. But, you know, like anybody else, they kind of iffy about the Instagram thing and everybody want to get their thing on Instagram. But the thing was, 2 years after that, I actually met him in person. And the man was, when I say the man was, he knew what he wanted. He knew he wanted. He knew talent when he seen it. So it was like, when I met him, it was like, okay, we sat and talked. And then it just, our relationship just got even greater, like, you know, because we started hanging. Because he, honestly, actually, he's really close to me, so we've been hanging out, and we got to know each other. So that's really, like, really what brought me to him, or really what made me come to him, because I got to know him as a person. And, hey, the man is an awesome person. So, yeah, definitely. He definitely make it happen, and he's definitely been looking out for me, and it's been a blessing the whole run.
That's amazing. And what are your goals? What are your dreams? Do you want to get into movies? What else do you want to do?
Anything with entertainment. You know, I always been like an entertainment type of guy. You know, so I played football and stuff, and you know, always had ideas. You know, that I, thanks to Joe, you know, so I got to put them. I've made them to reality. You know what I'm saying? So it's like my future. I'm really into investing, honestly. I like to invest, and I'm really thinking about the bigger picture. Just, you know what I'm saying, longevity. That's the game for me, you know.
Right.
And,
Joe, did you talk to my buddy out in Atlanta that has the TV show? Have you talked to them, remember, Devin?
I had called him, and then we had a disconnect. I didn't follow up, or he didn't follow up. One of the two things happened. I don't really remember. I did reach out, though.
Okay, we need to do that with a two or three way tomorrow with everybody.
We have Zoe entered into all of our artists are now entered into with Millie Lewis talent agency out of Charleston, and we're getting casting calls and stuff and opportunities for all kinds of featured films, TV shows, and stuff like that. So Zoe is going to be starting to act and do some commercials and stuff like that, too.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited for your career, and I want to thank you so much for calling in and for being on the show. You can still stay on the line. I want to do a little interview special with Joe Jr. Gallagher, and he's going to tell it like it is on how his life is and being a record label and helping artists from all over the world. And before we go into your quick interview, because I know it's 8:18, it goes so fast, I just want to let everyone know I'm so blessed. I was actually selected about a week ago for the International Christian Film Festival for...
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well, it was...
Yes, congrats,
Yes, that was for Best Talk Show. So the other day, I turned on and I'm listening to the nominees and Miracle Stories. That's my other segment. And I have the Concierge Show, and then I have Hollywood Connections under the umbrella. And so I'm nominated for the International Christian Film Festival as now Best Talk Show and Best Talk Show Host. I am so tickled and thankful and grateful. It's such an honor. And to interview you as an artist, that's what makes my show, to get people to even buy your music. And that's what I was going to ask you. Can they download your music as well?
Yes, ma'am. They can download off anything. Everywhere on every platform, Instagram, Spotify, iHeartRadio. I'm on everything. Wherever you go, just type in Zoe Lee, and you're going to find me there. You can easily download it.
Yes, and I always tell everybody...
AtTheStarRecords.com.
I make sure...
If you want to get to the instrument.
Yes, I make sure that people can download the music and support these local artists and artists that are uprising stars and stars as you are. I want to thank Big Bucks 357. He sent me some roses on TikTok, and he's just a big fan. And I just he's been on the show before. And in the meantime, so let's go to Joe. Joe, I know that you wanted to tell the world about your record company and who you are.
Yeah, definitely. I got a lot of a long story. I got a painful story, but. But yet again, triumphant. You know, we've overcome a lot of obstacles. We've gone through the mud, like Zoe likes to say, from the mud to the map. You know, and the Atlas Star Records is the map to success and greatness. We really believe that we have a blueprint, and no matter what gets put in our path to try to stop us, we're going to overcome that. You should rest assured.
Exactly. You know, and I have to say this about any business, you know, and people sometimes are just not happy with themselves, or they just want to make someone else's life miserable. You know what I'm saying? And so we always keep the positivity. You know, I work for a big modeling school, and I will tell you, there were different comments of different things at the time. And, you know, the hard thing I want to say is the people didn't follow through, which they were supposed to. And that is the most important. If you get a packet of information and then you also want to, you know, get to the agents, you follow the steps, and they know the steps, as well as me being in the business for a long, you know, over 50 years of my life, half of it. But, you know, and the thing is, we try to help people. We don't promise anything. We open the door of opportunity for you. And it is who you know and who knows you.
Right. Exactly. That's a big part of it. The who knows you is sometimes even more important, you know?
Exactly.
Because you got to be out there, you got to be presenting yourself in a way that you get noticed and you get the recognition. That's what Atlas Star tries to do, is put people in position to win, you know, and to be in the limelight and to be in the spotlight, to get seen and noticed. And that's why, you know, I came up with the idea for all these products, you know, because I know it's not just about the music itself. It's about the whole package, you know? It's about the business side of things, too. So it's a 10% talent, 90% business, and that's what we're working on as a unit. And Zoe is excelling at that. Go ahead, Zoe.
So,
I just wanted to make this clear. There is no such thing as a bad idea. I just want to make that clear.
No.
I'm good.
There's no such thing as a bad idea.
Whoever's listening, there's no such thing as a bad idea. Keep going.
That's right. That's what your song is about as well. You know, Joe, we have to reconnect on some other people. Remember I told you about Barbara Norton? She was with the state senator in Louisiana. And she has like six stations as well. We need to get you over to her as well.
Okay.
And then my friend when I started out in radio, I was another station in West Palm Beach. That he's the one that got me my start after broadcasting journalism for 6 years and studying like crazy, you know, back in the days.
Wow.
But we need to reconnect with these people and get him on their shows as well. The more shows, the better.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I would be so grateful, Dawn. And you know, I'm already indebted to you for life. I mean, for what you've done for our company has been incredible. It's just been incredible.
No, I appreciate that. And you know, Zoe, you might want to think about this next year. You know, the International Christian Film Festival, if you came up with a song that would be kind of Christian-based as well, you could submit yourself in for the best artist, a best music artist. And
okay, yeah. Well, we'll have to talk about that and let me know how to go about that. I have a couple artists that have some Christian-based rap songs, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. And if you're selected, that's a great thing, but then you don't walk the red carpet. That's just more of a, you know, kind of just a notoriety for you. But if you're if you are nominated, then you get to walk the red carpet, the press is in front of you, and you get to talk about what you do. And the funny thing is, I'm always on the red carpet, so I get to walk the red carpet this year. Yes, it's kind of, then I'll probably be popping
so
on the carpet.
Great.
Yeah, I'll pop on and I'll go, did I just see you down that way? So, but you know, it's things like that. And also, you know, and I tell everybody this, Google film festivals. And I just talked to a lady the other day with her son, and I said, they're looking for volunteers. You're going to meet the film directors that need scores for their movies. And you are meeting film directors, and you can go up and say, hey, I'm an artist. They may put you in their film. I've seen it happen numerous times in my life. And that's so important. You just Google film festivals in your area, or go to Film Freeway and check that out as well.
Film Freeway, okay.
Yeah,
definitely. You taking notes, though?
I'm giving you some homework. Also, you know, we've got the Sunscreen Film Festival.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely taking notes. I'm just listening.
Yeah, Joe, the Sunscreen Film Festival. We got Gasparilla Film Festival coming up at the end of this month. So those are our biggies in the area as well. But for next year, definitely plan on getting him in there, because there's so many distributors. There's so many people that are in the music industry that can really help his career if he is nominated.
Oh, man, that would be a dream come true. I mean, that would be insane.
Yep, and I'll tell you, like I said, I've got other people. I got to hook up with a film director in Denver, and he's doing some films, and he's been on the news. And so his name is Clay Walker, so I want to get you with him, because you never know. These are people that are, and I have a lot of film directors listening and watching the show.
Hey, you never know. You never know who's watching. You never know who's watching and listening.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're going to follow up on some people, because I'm off over the weekend, so we'll make sure that you guys are hooked up with the people that we talked about a couple months ago.
Okay.
Which is great. So we have 5 minutes left. Any last words that you have to give inspiration to the world?
Don't be too trusting. I just got scammed. We just got scammed, me and Zoe, by DJ Mike Medium from Hot 97. He took us for a ride. And it was a heartbreak. But what I want to say about that is, yeah, we lost a bunch of money, and it went down the way it did, and it was terrible and everything. But it took us a day, only one day, to bounce back and do something even greater, you know, which was book a bunch of shows. We started, you know, reaching out to all of our contacts and making a power move after getting a devastating blow, you know. So, like, that's what I was trying to open the show with, is no matter what happens to you that's on the negative, turn it into a positive. You know what I mean?
Exactly. My mother would always say, ride the wave. What's going to be is going to be. If it's meant for you, it's, the doors will just automatically open. You know, some people want it so bad that they miss, put it this way. I remember with a top agent, he was looking for comics at the time, and I was with him. And he said, the funny thing is, these comics are all waiting to be discovered. And he said, they have an audience of about 50 to 100 people, you know, that are there. And he said, enjoy the process, because you don't know who's in the audience. And
right. Exactly.
When I used to go to, yes, my other producer, real quick, was Paul Murray. He was the Jackson family's personal photographer. And I went to Joe's home, and it was amazing in Encino. But Joe said, you know, he would go in high schools and sit in the back and find the talent. And he found a girl named Crystal, and he, you know, took her under his wing. Again, you don't know who's sitting in that audience, or you don't know who says, oh my gosh, I just heard this on the radio. Who is that?
Yes, definitely.
And remember, you know, I always say, this is my message. Write a letter to God, put it in your Bible, and open it a year later and see what God has done in your life. And that is, my mom taught me that. And I'll tell you, when I open that up a year later, I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. He did so much and even more than I even asked him.
Yeah. He's surprising. He comes in at the right time.
Yes, I have somebody on TikTok saying, I need to send you a Love Faith shirt. And I'm trying to read your name. Is that Big Bucks? Yes, Big Bucks 357. He sent me some love gifts on there as well. And he has a new line of faith-based clothing. So that's super cool. I love that idea. And we have 2 more minutes left. Joe, anything you'd like to say?
I got cleared of my charges. I got cleared of my charges of being an attempted murderer.
What?
I'll throw that in. Yeah, I got cleared. It was a self-defense case, and I finally got my name got cleared, and I'm expunged, and everything is off the table now.
So was it somebody that was jealous of you?
No, I was bringing a drunk guy home from the bar, and him and his roommate tried to rob me when I pulled up to the house. So I ended up I just had back surgery 2 weeks prior to this happening, so I couldn't even really move around too well, and I just happened to be carrying a 2-inch pocket knife, and I was able to stab the guy in the arm when I thought he was going for a gun. So,
oh, my gosh. Well, that was how many years ago?
4.
Okay, well, praise God for that. You never know. You know, I mean, I just walked into that show. What was that show we saw last night?
Shenyun.
Yeah, so my husband had a pocket knife in there, and he's buzzing off, and he puts it in my purse. I'm like, oh, no. Bert. Amazing show. Well, anyways.
But just be careful. Just be careful out there. That's all I want to say, is be careful out there. You know, I was trying to be a good Samaritan, bringing the guy home, and he ended up taking me for, you know, trying to take my car and take my wallet and everything else, you know. So,
well, I've known you, Joe, for a long time, and you're an amazing record label, and you're in a really amazing business, and you know, it's a tough one, and you got to be so hard you can't crack in this business, because people will eat you up and spit you out. But listen, we have Stand Up for News next. I got 3 seconds. God bless. We'll be back with Miracle Stories, The Concierge Show, and Hollywood Connections and more. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see you next week. God bless you. Remember, give God all the glory and honor, and watch things happen. Bye, everybody. Good night.
Thank you.